Well, I'm a member.
Well, I need a credit card number.
What do you mean you need a credit card number? Just, you don't need a credit card number for me because I didn't. It doesn't say that you need one.
Well, just it doesn't say a lot of things. It doesn't say.
Free tickets coming for this showing, and I won't.
Yeah.
I'm not.
We're not gonna. I mean, we're not gonna charge your credit card for the tickets. We just need something to verify who you are, and you know, we can.
Would you like to have my LACMA number?
Well, not really. No, I would just rather have your credit card.
Well, I'm not going to give you a credit card number. You can take a LACMA credit card number if you'd like.
Oh, you have a LACMA credit card?
I have a LACMA.
You have a LACMA number?
Number.
Okay. Listen, if you could just find a major credit card.
I have a major credit card, but you're not going to get one.
Well, how are we supposed to...
You know, what's with you guys?
Wait, what's with me? I think you're being very belligerent.
I was told that I can get 2 free tickets, and I'm calling to get the 2 free tickets. That's what I'm trying to do.
They are free.
I've got it right in front of me.
Well, they are free. I guarantee you.
They are free?
Yes.
Members?
Yes.
I'm a member. Priority ticket begins on August the 30th, it said.
Right. Well, it's September 27th.
As a LACMA member, you receive 2 free tickets to this extraordinary exhibition, it says.
Okay. And all I need from you to make those is your credit card number.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you don't get a credit card number because I'm a LACMA member.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, so that when you come by and say, "Hi, I'm the LACMA member," and you know, give me your number and everything, we just need to verify you are who you say you are.
What is your name, please?
Oh, my name is User Scratch.
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
What is your name, please?
Wait, are you going to report me? Don't report me.
I am. No. Because basically that's not what this is all about.
Well, listen, what does it say on your sheet? What does it say there?
It says, members.
Yeah?
2 free tickets to this exhibition, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And then you follow those instructions exactly?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Are you sure?
But it says.
Well, how does it say to get your numbers? Doesn't it say that you need to give me your credit card?
9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right, but it gives you the phone number?
It gave me a phone number, 877-522-6225.
And so you called that number, right?
That's the number I've called.
Okay, but you didn't call it, right?
Yes, I did.
Are you sure? All right, can I put you on hold for a moment?
You may.
I'm gonna have to pass you off. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Duncan Phillips, art collector, philanthropist, curator. But do you know the real Duncan Phillips? On a cold Halloween night in Haddonfield, Illinois, in 1890.
Hello, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, this is a supervisor.
Yes.
Can you tell me what's going on?
Well, yes, I can. I have a document here that says I'm entitled to 2 free tickets because I'm a member of LACMA.
Okay, no problem. Let's just get those through. What's the name?
Richard Sandifer and Phyllis Sandifer.
And is that the name on the credit card?
There is no credit card. You're not getting a credit card. I've got a LACMA card.
No, sir. I just need a valid credit card just so we can verify you are who you say you are. So nobody else is getting your tickets.
It's 540998.
540998?
540998.
Yeah?
And that's my LACMA membership.
Oh, no, I actually need a valid credit card number.
No, you don't.
What? No, I do. That's what I need. All right, how about your Social Security number?
I beg your pardon?
Your Social Security number?
4252 are the last 4 digits.
42, and what's the rest of it?
You only get the last 4 digits, 0252.
Well, I need the whole thing.
I'm sorry, but you're not going to get any of this.
Mother's maiden name also. Well, I mean, the combination, security number and mother's maiden name. All right,
mother's maiden name?
I'm not sure what to do with you, sir. You're not being very cooperative.
My mother's maiden name or yours? Whose?
Oh, yes, I would like mine, please.
Or my wife's. My wife's maiden name? My wife's mother's maiden name?
That's getting a little complicated, because she has a maiden name, and then her mother's got a maiden name. So then how are you going to remember which maiden name you gave me? Because that's at least 3 names right there. You've got yours, your wife's, and your mother, her mother's.
Well, what's going on here? Obviously, you don't.
Well, can you just hold on just a moment? Hold on just a second.
Two. A 6-year-old Duncan Phillips brutally murdered his teenage sister, Judith Margaret Phillips. Phillips was then locked inside Smith's Grove Warren County Sanitarium, where he was placed under the care of Dr. Samuel Loomis. In October 1907, Phillips escaped from the sanitarium exactly 15 years from the date of the murder of his sister. For years, Dr. Loomis searched for the mentally disturbed young man.
Alright, thanks for holding. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm the eye of Duncan Phillips is what I'm trying to get to, Renoir to Matisse.
Oh.
And I have 2 free tickets coming.
Okay, and what number did you dial?
I dialed 877-522-6225.
Oh, you just dialed that on your home phone like it was a cell phone or something?
That's what I was supposed to do.
Really? How long have you had a landline, a regular phone? You've always used a regular phone, right? Not a cell phone? Oh, he figured it out! He's pretty smart.